Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from the Pastania Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good, man. It's we're getting kind of some March snow, so it's got like a little bit of a holiday feel to it, even though it's supposed to be spring.
All right.
March snow, Jesus.
We have a atmospheric river coming. So,
Oh,
what's
yes.
that?
Exactly.
That's not good.
Exactly.
What the hell is that?
It's a
Tasting
newfangled way
water.
to say it's going to be wet.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And
It's
rain is
weird. It's
coming.
like I'm in my mid 40s and I'm still learning new weather terminology that has not existed in my previous 40 years of life. So, it's fascinating how science works, right? So, I don't know. But always be learning. That's
We'd always be learning.
that's what they say. All right, so today we are talking about the Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Stillwell Star Holiday Y2022. It is a Toro 6x52, like all of the other Stillwell Stars. Comes out of the Hoya de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper's Ecuadorian Habano, binder is Mexican San Andres Negro. The filler is a Nicaragua and Cavendish Burley and Virginias. Blended by Steve Saka. Price point is $15.30. Cigar was released in October of 2022, and we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in South Florida and near one of the locations, be sure to stop in for a cigar and a libation. And if you're not nearby, you can go to the website or give them a call, place an order, and they will ship it to you very quickly. All right. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Yeah, this so I'll be the first to say I don't know anything about pipe tobacco. I don't know the different varietals. I don't know how it's supposed to taste. So what I smoked this cigar, I actually want to know what I was tasting so I could get more of it because it was delicious. Anyway, so I kind of felt like this was like a holiday dessert kind of a cigar. I got a lot of this like really sweet like vanilla, like sweet vanilla cream, like a vanilla wafer kind of a thing going on. And then on the retro, it was this like, have you guys ever smoked hookah back in the day or
Oh yeah,
still do?
no,
But I don't
100%.
know. No. But like there's certain like hookah tobacco, like the fruited ones, like
Yeah, you
mixed
get a
fruit
lot
kind of
of
ones.
creaminess off it.
You Yeah, like the super creamy, like
Yeah, it's a great mouthfeel.
mouthfeel, like body, and like this. It's like it tastes like a fruit cocktail to some extent. But like smoke, obviously. So, it was really good. I was really surprised by how much I liked this. I remember smoking the other Stillwells, and I was like, "Well, this is a bunch of bullshit." I was like, "I'm probably gonna smoke another bullshit in this cold ass fucking deck right now." But it was actually really good.
Right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
When you guys were like talking about how like you're like smoking tobacco with your hookah, are you guys talking about tobacco?
No,
Just
man,
I
shisha. Shisha
yeah,
tobacco.
okay.
Shisha by the seashore.
Well, listen, I'm down in North Carolina. What do I know about these things? Stillwell Star Holiday Y22. Why didn't we just make this one from the get-go? What are we doing? Why
Yeah,
didn't we
man.
just say, you know what? I can give you guys all these little tastes on different types of pipe tobacco, or I can just make something good. Damp earth, tobacco, coffee. There was this mocha quality. Hazelnuts and walnuts, faint barnyard. It's around medium full. You could get pipe tobacco quality. I think you could taste it. It wasn't over the top. But it was like, hey, here it is. And it kind of reminded me, well, I'll get to that in the end because that's going to go down a dark road and people are going to, but I'm making a note. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
All right, John, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I echo what Seth says. Why don't you just make them all smoke like this? Like, I'm sure that Steve's going to be like, "Well, I didn't think guys were going to like it." And it's like, "Well, fuck those guys. Fuck those guys." Because this is good. This is exactly what I've been reaching for. I'm like, I want that intense pipe tobacco along with the cigar tobacco. And I feel like he did it here. I like June was saying, I got that great creaminess that you get off of pipe tobacco, that mouthfeel, that the aromatics. It's just so good. And then along with that came that really nice cigar tobacco. So you get like the pepper and the wood. And then the pipe tobacco is bringing sort of this fruitcake cherry sweetness to it, which was just, I mean, it was so good. And I was like, God damn, I hope the second third is as good as the first third. And it was just, again, more of that creaminess, wood, chocolate, fruitiness. And I was like, this is delicious. Last third wasn't quite as intense in terms of flavor complexity, but I still enjoyed it. You know, it was still like, I was like, if this is the worst cigar, the worst last third that I smoke in the next 3 months, I'd be very happy for it. Now I did have some burn issues, which to be fair, I kind of expected going in, cause I know that, pipe tobacco is kind of a huge pain in the dick to make it burn. So I had to do multiple touch-ups throughout the review, but you know what? It didn't affect the flavor profile, and so I don't really care. And the draw was a little on the snug side. I don't know if Steve like actually asked him to make his cigars a little on the snug side, but I noticed like the last few Dunbartons we've smoked, they've all had slight snugness to them. So maybe that's it. But you know what? I was happy, and I would absolutely pick this up, and I would absolutely smoke this on the regular. Bravo, Steve. I'm very happy. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar and dry cinnamon. The cinnamon transitioned to black pepper pretty quickly, and the subtle creamy vanilla joined in. I got some light cinnamon that rejoined a bit later, and then the second third saw the cinnamon depart, and then the final third saw the toast level become heavy and the creamy vanilla departed. I thought this cigar had a nice flavor profile through the first half of it, but the halfway point, the cinnamon dropped out, and the creamy vanilla got to be really subtle. I think this is definitely my favorite of the Stillwells. The creamy vanilla note had enough of a role in the overall cigar, felt like it was something regular cigar smokers would identify with, right? I didn't feel like it was too pipe tobacco geeky that, you know, someone's going to pick it up and be like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is enough where you're like feeling like, you know, it's a cigar and you're smoking a cigar, but you got some interesting other notes kind of going on with it. So, I don't know that I would come back to this all that often. I would come back to it, and this has been my gripe for all the Stillwells, is if this was a smaller cigar, if this was a Robusto or a Corona, I'm all in. But maybe it wouldn't burn for shit at, you know, in a smaller ring gauge or whatever. Maybe you couldn't get the right ratios. But if you did these in Coronas, man, I think it would just be I think you'd sell them like crazy. But you know, what do I know about making cigars? So let's get into the scores. Start at the top with June at 6.67. John gave it a 6.22. Seth gave it a 6.1. I gave it a 5.9. So June had that 6.67 matchup for you.
Well, clearly I deserve that mug.
Yes, you did. Hope you filled it up with a vanilla creme of some sort.
Yes, I will.
All right, John, 6.22.
Listen, I definitely deserve the mug, and I filled it with many delicious coffee beverages. Maybe I will fill it with a coffee beverage and some whiskey, just because. It matches up well. It was obviously held back a little bit because I had a docket from burn. But for me, flavor profile-wise, to me, this is above a 6.5. Like, this is absolutely a no-brainer that if, you know, obviously they're limited production for the holiday season, which kind of sucks, but if I saw these on the shelf, I would absolutely buy these, and I might even buy a box, frankly.
All right, Seth, 6.1.
Yeah, first of all, aroma, I was on the cigar, I was getting, like, those cellas, the chocolate-covered cherries. It was really pronounced. So good. What I wanted to mention too is when the CAO Italias were like first released, and when CAO years ago, when you smoked those, like you could pinpoint the Italian tobacco in it. It wasn't over the top, but you could identify it. And the cigar was blended around it. It wasn't just thrown in there. It was blended with, you're going to notice it, but how can we build from that? And I think that's what Saka did that really well with these Stillwells. I agree with what you're saying. Like, it'd be cool to smoke these with Coronas and a Corona Gorda, because I think it would intensify it. But if you blended it correctly, you'd still have that balance. But I think this is just one of those ways that you can work with pipe tobacco, and you can give people an experience, but still make it, because I think what the problem has always been is that you're trying to give a pipe experience to cigar smokers, and you've gone and everyone's always gone way too much. So cigar smokers are like, this is just too much for the period of time, you know, because there's the difference between how you smoke a pipe and how you smoke a cigar. But what this is, it's you're adding that component while still getting that cigar experience. So I think you did a really good job with it. I definitely smoke it again. I don't think I'd buy a box of them, but I could see myself buying like a 5-pack and just smoking these those random times when you just have, you know, when you either see it in the humidor or you have a craving for something.
Yeah, my 5.9 matches up well. Above average flavor profile. I did have some burn issues as well. Otherwise, I'd be kind of in the low sixes, or kind of right where Seth was at. But yeah, the first half of the cigar, I really enjoyed it. I just wish it kind of, you know, stayed longer in that. And maybe, you know, like I said, a smaller size just makes it so that more of the cigar kind of takes that on. But yeah, I would say definitely more of these style blends. I think that they really kind of, I don't. Yeah, I just don't know if the other ones just they weren't they just didn't deliver the tobaccos in the same fashion that this one did, or what it was. But yeah, I just really thought this one was on point for the first half of the cigar.
The white bands really make it look better too.
Yeah, it's nice. Good looking cigar.
Yeah. You
Uh,
guys
final
would say that.
thoughts? Final thoughts from you guys on this?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I own it. It looked better.
Yeah,
Anything
I think we talked about
else?
all the different variations and stuff on this one. So,
You
you know,
know,
going
it's
through the
listen.
scores.
If people, I would love to hear from people who smoke the still wells to smoke this, like
Yeah.
honestly, and be like, did you have a better experience? Because I think I'd be surprised if you didn't. And if people didn't purchase the still wells because we're like, it's all in your face. I would definitely pick these up.
All right, wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Holiday season.